on DAB Digital Radio, Sky and Virgin Media, playing the greatest hits of all time. This is Gold.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Lee Burton in the Gloucester News Centre. Thousands of England fans will descend on Bloemfontein for their Crunch World Cup match with arch-rivals Germany. Captain Steven Gerrard's described the mood in the camp as good, and the England team have been given a royal boost ahead of the big game. Prince Harry has sent them a good luck message.
I just hope we beat Germany. There's been a bit of a past history between England and Germany, but you know, as long as our guys do their best, the country will be hugely proud of them, and I think we've already done fantastically well, so let's see how we go.
Police are appealing for witnesses to a racially aggravated assault in Pitville Park in Cheltenham. A 25-year-old local man suffered injuries to his head after being attacked at around 7:40 on Thursday night. Three men aged 17, 18 and 20 have been arrested in connection with the incident. There could be an end on the horizon to the long-running British Airways cabin crew strike. The Unite Union says it'll propose its next ballots for industrial action to consider the latest offer from BA. It's understood to be a two-year pay deal, but it won't apply to any new staff. If you're unemployed and you live in a council house, you could be encouraged to move to other parts of the country to find work. It's an idea being thrown around by Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan Smith. Employment lawyer Philip Hansen's got his worries though.
The main problem I foresee is the actual struggle and pressure it's going to put on public resources, for example hospitals and schools, if people were moving en masse.
We're just under a month away from Gloucester's traditional carnival procession. The community event, which takes place on Saturday the 17th of July, has been part of city life for the past 74 years. Andrew Mitchell-Stead is involved in organising the event. He's been telling Gold what to expect on the day.
A man riding on a chicken who enters every year, two scout groups who will decorate an entire lorry, or just people who want to kind of carry balloons or wear fancy dress, get their faces painted up. As long as they're looking cheerful and they're wearing bright colours and there for fun, then anybody's welcome.
And it's turning out to be one of the hottest days of the year. Supermarket chain Tesco says it expects to sell 1 million burgers, 9 million fresh sausages and 700,000 bags of salad as summer sporting parties get underway. Asda says they've sold 165,000 of their own brand bikinis in recent days, and that's up 47% on this time last year.
Gold Sport with Cathedral Cars. Quality car sales on Bristol Road, Gloucester.
England captain Steven Gerrard says the players are coping well with the pressure ahead of their Crunch World Cup clash, and if England get past the Germans, it'll be a quarter-final clash against Argentina or Mexico. And in tennis, Andy Murray's breezed through to the last 16 at Wimbledon. He beat Gilles Simon of France in straight sets in less than 2 hours.
Gold weather with Pearman Briggs Caravans. Get away with massive savings on caravans and motorhomes.
Well, like I said, the hottest day of the year, so plenty of sun and temperatures hitting 26 degrees or more. It'll cool down overnight with lows of around 12. Now you're up to date on Gold, it's 3 minutes past 11.